Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's a little more worse than the weekend.
The weekend. What a concept. It's the end of the week.
Therefore, it would be the weekend. How about them apples? I've got that explained. It's interesting how easy it is to understand the concept once you understand what the words mean, right? So we will not get our merge wixed here on the Good Day program today. Maybe not hear all of them because my voice, for the last 3 or 4 hours, we'll see. It's been a bad boy for the last 24. Fortunately, I wasn't here yesterday, so you couldn't hear me. You probably, if I had been here, wouldn't have been able to hear me. But now we're cooking on gas. After you do up and down an airplane as much as I have been in the last week or so, and I still have more of it to go because I'm flying from Los Angeles to St. Louis. Good Doug, to Salt Lake City to see my pal Jack Stockwell later today, and then. Tomorrow I'm flying back to Boston, so I'll have catching up with the plane. So Jay and Doug are here for the Friday program. We'll have our talk radio countdown review and all the good stuff that we normally do at the end of the week as we think about what there is that's important, what's going on, what have you seen, what have you heard, and has what you've seen and what you've heard, what you've experienced, has that help you become who you are? When you think about the things that you hear, do they influence who you are? Do you read things, and does that influence who you are? Or does that just influence your thinking? Or, not to make this confusing, but what you think, I think, thoughts are things, and so what you think becomes who you are.
Mm-hmm. Things do come to fruition.
Yeah, right, don't you think?
Possibly.
So, well, thank you. Just experience the perception, what the world around you looks like and thinks about you and what you think about it. I think I've become very philosophical. Not that I aren't, good Doug, that I'm not usually philosophical to a point, but spending a couple of days in Hawaii and going to Kauai and then on to Maui and looking at the beauty. Did you post that picture? I forgot to ask you. I sent you a picture of the damage from the fire.
I did. It is heartbreaking.
But it's not exactly, it's not anywhere near as bad as the news media made it out to me. It was like the whole end of the island burned to a crisp. And it didn't. Much, if not most, of Lanai, that end of the island, survived and survived well.
There
are a lot of people who are out of work. Because it's kind of like the situation in Baltimore with the bridge collapse. Talking about, you know, the impact. Not just does that influence, and we'll talk a lot about this, obviously, because I think it's close to the top of the list this week on the talk radio countdown list of things that have been discussed on talk radio, news talk radio. But the impact of the 1,600 people who work in the port who are now out of work. And who knows when they'll get back to work. There's the main story, i.e., the boat hits the bridge. Okay. So then the next story is, why did the boat hit the bridge? And
yes.
There are a lot of different stories about that flowing.
Well, and hadn't we been told, because there were questions about what if there is a power outage on such a big ship like that, a big cargo ship like that? And we were always told there's still the ability to steer, but in this case, they lost power, they lost controls, there was no ability to steer. And this ship, this is like the size of a skyscraper.
Oh, yeah.
It's massive.
Yep. And apparently, they found a lot of illegal cargo in the ship, or I don't know if it's described as cargo, but there's a lot of stuff in the ship that ought not to be in the ship. a lot of things that are, that who knows if they let it go. For example, if they drained the ship, the belly of the ship out into the ocean, there are all kinds of things that, I don't know if you've seen it, but again, I don't want to get too deeply into it because I'd rather talk about it when we get to the countdown. How about the solar eclipse? Are you going to see the solar eclipse where you are? The path extends from where James Collins is, down in our studio, in the main studio in Dallas, to Maine. So where I am, I probably will be able to see it. Well, let's see, where am I going to be then on that day? The solar eclipse is scheduled, well, scheduled, how do I do schedule? April the 8th, which is next weekend. So should I build the conversation around the excitement for next week? We don't have to get to, I was just thinking about where we're going to be. 32 million Americans.
Yeah, in two Mondays, where will you be, Doug?
Yeah, where will I be in two Mondays? Let me think now, where will I be in two Mondays? What's, I'll be with, no, the April 8th is a week from, yeah, I'll be with Dr. Ken down in Florida. So the time and the path, 32 million Americans, I won't see much of it at all down in Florida. But you will where you are in Cleveland, and James will see it in Dallas, so there'll be a lot of sensational things. It's called the celestial sensation of the 20s, in the manner of speaking, 20s, 24. The path, as you look at it, it's really kind of a neat little graph if you have the opportunity. And we all know the moon is going to slip between the sun and the earth. And then in places, if I were back in my home town of Framingham, about 92% of the sun would be gone. But if you go to the NASA website, NASA.gov, just put in your Google search bar, just put NASA in, and it'll tell you, depending on your zip code, where you will be.
Yeah, and how much of the sun blocks. Like, what, everybody is going to see an eclipse, just not everybody is going to see the total eclipse.
Do not look at it directly. You have to protect your eyes. You have to, if you're not going to, when we look, you can't even look at the sun. Have you ever noticed that, whether you're silly enough to look at the sun directly, you can't really look at the sun directly. Have you ever noticed that? You look at it directly, and your eyes close, and your eyes do weird things, because you're not supposed to look at the sun, because the
rays. Your body knows,
yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm a sunglasses wearer. I have a hard time being outside, even just like looking at the grass when the sun is so bright. It's painful. I can't imagine actually trying to look directly at it.
Well, in the circumstance we find ourselves in, depending on where you are, 4 minutes and 28 seconds, if you were able to see the total solar eclipse, which was, what, the last time it was 2017, I think, wasn't it? Glasses are being sold now, and if you don't buy them, I'm guessing if you don't buy them this weekend, they'll be sold out.
Oh, probably. Those glasses are intense, too. We have some, and I put them on inside the house, and you can't see a single thing.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea. I think that's what
that's
it works.
That's the idea.
That yeah, exactly. So anyway, the moon completely blocks the sun, and there's a corona around it. And also, as I say, that you'll be able to see that okay. But if you don't have, I'm guessing, remember how hard toilet paper was to find during the pandemic? So these sunglasses are going to be in that category. I mean, that's by the time you get it. But NASA has a list of approved solar eclipse glasses. And if you go to the American Astronomical Society, they'll give you vendors who have these glasses as well. They'll tell you where to go, but the standard is pretty strong, and I think you better do the thing that I wish that we had. Remind me next week when Warren Eckstein is here. One of the things that happened in 2017 that I've forgotten about is that animals, dogs, cats, cows, horses, donkeys, goats, chickens, they all act differently during the solar eclipse because
they get
they're not
confused.
Used to the sun. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, well, because it's all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's nighttime. Wait, no, it's not nighttime. What is happening?
Yeah, right. So there's something else that will just have something more or less in your mind and protect yourself. So that's the story there. Taliban is in the news today. There is, you know, the Afghanistanis, we've over there for as long as we were trying to find bin Laden, and then we went to Iraq and wasted $3 trillion. And so we've known off and on about the Taliban and the what goes on in Afghanistan with women. Something happened there this week that is just horrible. There are a lot of international, you know, the UN and people who work around on human rights, the campaign to educate people in Afghanistan as to how to deal with the Taliban. And so this is something that will become, well, depending on how people look at this, but there is the British newspapers today, and I don't see anything in the American papers, but maybe you can find something, Jay, about the Taliban has issued an edict to resume stoning women because of their dress, because of their sexual activity, and so women being stoned to death. The fact that there is an Afghan human rights organization, and there's a group around the world, it's called Women's Window of Hope. This went back, you know, the first time we were aware of it, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. I've not been aware of it for forever because you know how some of these people think. But the 1990s, and then from that point, and then when we were involved over there, they sort of stopped. But this guy who's the supposed supreme leader of the Taliban, he looks like a mongrel dog. And I'm not sure I can pronounce his name, and I'm not sure that it's important to pronounce his name. The people in the Taliban have said that they will start this weekend enforcing their interpretation of Sharia law, reintroducing public flogging, stoning of women who are involved in things that are not supposed to be, like if you're involved in adultery, your husband brings you out. He's just accused.
And they're saying this isn't a direct message to Western democracies. This is like a commentary against others, not even them.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's a bit of disturbing news, but 18 after the hour, we'll have to take a deep breath and find something better here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the Friday Good Day program. Doug Stephan in Los Angeles. Jennifer is not going to be here, I think. Isn't that right? I was thinking about other Angelians, but I think she's off today. But Jay Kirshner is here from Cleveland, and James is down in our main studio in Dallas. So this is the portion of the hour where we kind of nose around and see what we can share with you when it comes to the things that are trending, the social media, celebrity stuff. And it happens that Sydney Sweeney, who has only recently gotten onto my radar because of that romantic comedy that she did. Anyone but you. And so she has become all of a sudden this big, she's in that movie now, sort of a Chuck Curry, our movie man, kind of classifies it as a horror film. Did you see it, Jay? That'd be something you'd go to see, probably.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but it's definitely on my radar. And then she's been big in, she's in Euphoria, which I think is 3 seasons long now, or the 3rd season is about to drop.
And what's that about?
It's a teen drama, talking about different things with high school and relationships, peer pressure, drugs, sex, all of those things. No. And then she was also in the 1st season of White Lotus.
Was she? I saw a little of that. I didn't see much of it. But anyway, she's 26 years old, has become very successful, it would seem, not all of a sudden, but for as far as I'm concerned, she's just shown up because I liked her in that movie. So she's done something to help her mother that was very, very sweet. And that's the story that's floating around, trending on social media. So we get you into that zone in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2
2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so you're now, you've been more aware of Sidney Sweeney than I have been, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this was so cute, so loving, so wonderful to help her mother and to acknowledge her mother, because her mother was the person in her life that supported her. So to thank her mother for her ongoing support, by the way, Sidney Sweeney has been nominated for an Emmy, I think. She's just everywhere now, it seems, all of a sudden. So, last week, she gave her mother a gift. Thanks, Mom, for supporting my career. I'm paying off the mortgage on your house. And so,
isn't that amazing?
I thought that was kind of cute, actually. So, success is great. Her parents both supported her, she said. And this is something, her dream goes back to when she was, like, able to walk and talk. And I think that's kind of nice. So mother's name is Lisa. Stephen is her father's name. And they have done a great thing for now. I'm not sure. I'm guessing that because she paid off her mother's mortgage, that her father and her mother are not living.
Yeah, they divorced. They separated within, like, the last few years. Mm-hmm. Kind of at the same time she was skyrocketing to fame.
Yeah. Well,
but they're still a very close family, she said. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, her parents provided her, she said, with grounding and calming moments in the commotion of her going through all the stuff that she's going through in Hollywood. So good for her. Congratulations to her. Sidney Sweeney in our focus here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration approving $60 million in emergency relief funding for the state of Maryland after Tuesday's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. A request came in from Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Amazon's throwing more money at its investment into AI startup Anthropic. It added $2.75 billion to its $1.25 billion investment, making the San Francisco startup Amazon's most important partner. The popular Disneyland attraction had to be closed down when when someone spread cremated human remains. USA's John Schaefer.
The incident happened earlier this week on the Star Wars attraction, Rise of the Resistance. It's not the first time it's happened at the Anaheim, California theme park either. Guests have previously selected It's a Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the Haunted Mansion as places to scatter the ashes of their loved ones.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is coming to you.
Very good day. I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hi, guys. It's Jen. And don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
I felt compelled to share the old Mickey Mouse Club theme song. Remember, how many people remember Jimmy Dodd? Raise your hands, please. None of the crew that's involved in putting this program together other than me remember Jimmy Dodd. His birthday was yesterday, and I saw that. I was eager to talk about him yesterday on the air, but I wasn't here yesterday on the air, so I figured, okay, we'll devote a moment or two to him. But
keep the celebration going.
Well, it's not so much that, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, by the way, hello. It's 25 before the top of the next hour on the Good Day program for Friday. It's the cultural impact of Disney, of the Mickey Mouse Club, of the people who were Mouseketeers, not only then, but through the ages, if that's appropriate, not through the ages, but, you know, through the years, the Mickey Mouse Club has sort of survived. I was wondering when we were talking about Sydney Sweeney, whether she'd ever been a Mouseketeer, because she would have been the type that they, you know, became a Mouseketeer.
When was the last season of the Mickey Mouse Club?
I don't know. It was a while ago, but a lot of people that are around now, you know, that are stars and important figures.
Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Ryan
Gosling. Those guys were all,
Christina Aguilera, they were all, I believe, in the same season.
Yeah.
Carrie Russell as well.
Right. Oh, yeah, I forgot about her. She'd become quite the dramatic actress. The others, you know, have gone into music and acting and stuff. I think she's one of the more dramatic ones. Anyway, it's a cultural
thing. Ryan Gosling, too. Well, I mean, he does everything. He's so talented.
I didn't know he was there. So, anyhow, the city where the person who won the Mega Millions lives has a store. And the store that sold the winning Mega Millions ticket is going to take $30,000, the commission check, and give it to charity. So the ticket holder of the, what is it, $1.13 billion Mega Millions prize from the other night? It was Tuesday night. Yeah, right. The ticket was sold at a ShopRite liquor store down in Neptune, New Jersey. So the fellow who runs the store, do I get from the drift of this that this is a chain? I don't know. The ShopRite has a group of stores, you know, grocery stores that are in the Mid-Atlantic. So it must be that that's where they got this. So anyway, this guy who runs the store says, we will take that $30,000 and give it directly to a group called Fulfill, which is a local food bank. So what's this?
That's wonderful.
It is wonderful. Yeah, good. Good for him. Good for them. Good for it. You know what I don't understand is why after the Mega Millions drawing, why do people keep giving out the numbers? Who cares? I heard this once yesterday. I heard it a dozen times listening to various Los Angeles radio stations. Oh, the winning number was blah, 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 and blah, blah, and blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Right? What difference does it make?
Well, some people still do because they may have won some money, even if they didn't win the actual jackpot. Because we've heard about this where lottery tickets go unclaimed for a while, and or some people won the 1 million, because they matched five of the numbers, and then they also got the multiplier. So what was it recently? Was it the two? So then they got 2 million, or was it 3 million? Something like that. But sometimes people don't realize that if they didn't win the full jackpot, that they still may have won some money.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, yesterday also was the beginning of the baseball season. Anybody pay any attention? I listened for a little while, the Dodgers game. I wish Jennifer were here. I was looking at the winners. The Yankees won. Boo. Montreal won. Okay. Boston beat Seattle. I'm looking at some of the games, but did anybody listen or watch? It's much better if you listen to the games on the radio than it is to watch them on TV. It just is. There's something about that. All Angelians are all excited because of the guy who used to play for the Angels, whose name I couldn't pronounce on a great day. He's now coming into view here with Detroit, and everybody's all excited. Yay. Mm-hmm. So there's a full slate of games today. And so I was trying to figure out what was going on with March. My son-in-law last night, we were having dinner. We all met over at Brendan's house, my daughter and her son and her husband and Jasper. And Jasper's having a tough time because his mother's gone to New York to on business this week, and he just doesn't understand where she is and why she's not there. So he was grumpy. Oh, grumpy.
Poor Bud.
He was. But so Brendan had us come over, and we had pizza, and we were talking about the match, because Brendan's a big basketball fan. So I said to Brendan, I said, I don't understand these. How do you do the brackets? And what? So Matthew, being the college professor that he is, got a piece of paper and a crayon, because that was all there was around.
Uh-huh.
And he went, he said, well, see, the one team in this, there's four brackets, and there's the top team, and there's the 16th in the team, and they play against each other, and they just keep eliminating, and yada, yada, yada. And so I kind of understood it better.
Like the different rounds, yeah.
Yeah.
Like there, there's a couple more games, a few more games for the Sweet 16, and then the Elite Eight starts next. We do know two of the games, four of the teams that are already in the Elite Eight, Illinois versus UConn, and then Clemson against Alabama.
Right, I see that. Alabama beat UNC. So that was one of the things that was, if you will, a stunner. It wasn't what you'd expect to have happen because they weren't rated that highly. They weren't rated as highly as number one UNC, right? So the fact they'd be, and apparently that's what the excitement is when it comes to these brackets, because you can never tell, you know, what will happen on any given day. So UConn beat San Diego State, and yada yada. So there's that. That just, this is not the place people turn to. This is not ESPN, folks.
Well, then in the women's bracket, Penn State is going to be playing Villanova in the Elite Eight, Illinois against Washington State, and then we'll figure out who the other teams in the Elite Eight are soon.
Right, okay. So the Yankees beat Houston 5-4. Boo. I don't even, you know what? Once I see that, I think we've done enough. I don't want to keep going into the sports world because I'm going to get upset.
The Guardians beat the A's 8-0.
Yeah. You know, there's a name this week that has surfaced, maybe from the middle to the end of the week. I heard a lot of coverage talk about it yesterday. Sam Bankman-Fried. Remember him, the guy that ran the cryptocurrency the scam, basically? How much did he steal? Like $1 billion or more from customers, right?
Yes.
So he got sentenced yesterday to 25 years in the slammer. This is, if you look at the history of people who have been found guilty of doing this sort of thing, this is among the longest imposed on somebody. This is considered to be white-collar crime, right? And a lot of people don't have much sympathy for this guy because he was an a-hole during the trial. He showed no remorse. The judge said, I might have only given you 10 or 11 years, except basically you're a jackass and you didn't show any remorse, so you're getting max 25 years. See you later.
And you have to forfeit $11 billion to victims.
I mean, how much money does this guy have, though? That's, I guess, what I would be.
Not as much as he used to. The company, when it collapsed in 2022, you know, there was this big collapse that ended the company. But the company was once valued at $32 billion at its peak. And then they had to declare bankruptcy.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. I think radio businesses, we see a lot of these companies going bankrupt. A lot of businesses that had such a tough time during COVID have never really recovered. You see that a lot in the restaurant business, some of the insurance companies, that kind of stuff. The home insurance market is crumbling here in California, especially because the Californian, the rules and regs here are so difficult that, like, everybody's leaving. They don't, nobody wants to insure homes in California anymore. So what are people going to do in areas where there is fire danger or where there's, you know, earthquake danger, or there's supposed to be another 2, 3, 4 inches of rain?
But and that's when you want the insurance. Like, you want the insurance if you live in an area where that might possibly happen. That should be what insurance is for. Even living in Tennessee, we didn't live in the area, but we had friends who lived in a specific area that was prone to flooding. Therefore, they could not get flooding insurance.
Speaking of Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee there signed a bill yesterday that blocks cities in Tennessee from enacting the local police reforms. There were, I think, in Memphis. You lived in Nashville, right, or a suburb of Nashville?
Yeah, I lived in Nashville.
Yeah. There was a traffic stop ordinance that was created after the police beat up that kid Nichols. Remember that story? Yeah? How long ago was that?
That one was in Memphis, yeah.
It was in Memphis, yeah. So They passed, the Republican in the legislature passed this bill. It banned cities in Tennessee from enacting any measure that prohibits or limits the ability of the police to take all necessary steps. This is a mouthful. That are lawful under state and federal law to fulfill the law enforcement's agency duties to prevent and detect crime and apprehend criminal offenders. That bill went back. It was about a year after this guy, Nichols, died.
That was January 2023 when he died.
Yeah, right. So it doesn't specifically mention Memphis and the traffic stop and that sort of thing. The interpretation is certainly kind of an up yours to the ordinance that would have prevented cities all across Tennessee from implementing reforms. So how do you read into that? What does that tell you? It was dubbed the Driving Equality Act in honor of Tyree. Is that how you pronounce his name? Was it Tyree Nichols?
I think
it was.
Tyree Nichols.
Prohibiting police stops for minor infractions. So Memphis enacted that. And then, you know, because this guy, 29-year-old black guy who was beaten up to a pulp by the Memphis police during a traffic stop.
Pepper sprayed, tased. He got up and started running, trying to get towards his mom's house.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so but this is the kind of stuff that puts cities and states like Tennessee and Republicans in a bad light because they, you know, this looks like, even though it maybe isn't, to give whoever their due, but it looks like it's a really racist move, frankly. That's the way I look at it. So I just, you see all of this.
And the officers were charged. They were discharged from the Memphis PD.
Yeah. I don't know. You look at some of the big stories of the week and you see that and you think, yeah. And then you run out of time talking about it until Saved by the Bell here, because I got some really strong thoughts about it, but I'll keep it to myself because it's now 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in to new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because we think once you try a pair of Skechers slip-ins, you're not going to want to just do anything else. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Heck, your hands can be folded. You can just step right into them and go. They're that easy and comfortable. So what are the secrets behind Skechers slip-ins? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides right into place. Then our heel pillow technology keeps your foot comfy and secure. And slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite styles. So just slip in to Skechers slip-ins. It's just that easy. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This is with Miller's here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
About 53 after the hour, the Friday Food Farm Family Festivities frequent. Shall I keep going? Nah, that's enough of that. We do that kind of, we fall into that groove every Friday because it's so much fun. All the alliteration stuff.
Uh-huh.
All right, so anyway. No, but yeah, we do have fun with that. So let's see what's being recalled. That's number one on the list here as you look at the Food Farm Family Report. When I say look, you can find it online. With more information than I have time to give you, all extrapolated by Jay as she edits that, foodfarmfamily.com. Anyway, the bottom line to this story is that Albertsons is recalling certain, this is a bread that they produce themselves. I'm trying to see the details of this, Jay. Most of the breads that are being recalled are here in California on the West Coast. Let's see, Nevada as well. Foreign objects in the bread. Ay.
So happening.
Tens of thousands of loaves of bread. Let's see here. The signature select butter top white bread. Let's see here. Athens select butter top white bread. So it's all the same stuff with a different label on it. I guess the bottom line is if you bought anything from, and do you even know, Albertsons has become, I think, the second or third largest grocery store chain in the country. They own, I think, Ralph's, and they own, well, I just, you know.
Oh, really? I didn't realize they owned Ralph's.
Yeah, they own, Kroger, between Kroger and Albertsons, they own way more than the other two that are in the big category. Anyway, so this is another example of too big, not able to manage. It's just too, mm-hmm. The government keeps letting these people all join hands, and they're all going to tell you, oh, the prices will be better, you'll have more selection, everything will be fantastic. And because they can't manage it because it's too damn big, The bean counters don't care about this sort of thing. They just care about what comes to the bottom line. So the best thing to do, frankly, not to buy bread, just don't go to Albert's. If you're concerned about quality, maybe by the time all of these things are over, though, Jay, you'd have no place to go. I haven't been to a Trader Joe's. It's funny because I used to go to Trader Joe's all the time. Mm-hmm. My daughter and I, she loves Trader Joe's, and we've talked about this any number of times. You know, she goes because she pays attention to what the recalls are, but there's so many more things that she finds that are good and healthy and wholesome for her family. She cooks a lot. She likes to cook at home. So anyway. All right, let's see here.
It's just, especially with, like, the Rizzo Lopez foods recall with all of the different cheeses and Listeria, because they are suppliers to so many other brands to where it just keeps happening that there's another recall. Like, just this week there was another recall. This one was from Amy's Kitchen, an enchilada meal kit, because they use cheese from that Rizzo Lopez foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you, and it doesn't say that, it doesn't, you know, a lot of the ingredients, they don't say the supplier of where they got these ingredients from, so you don't know if there's Rizzo Lopez food involved.
Yep. All right, I'm in California, and the headline here today is that fast food workers are losing their jobs because the requirement to pay them $20 minimum wage will go into effect the 1st of April. So you're going to see worse, if you're in California, this is the maniacal stupidity of the people that run this state. Why do you think 800,000 people left this state in the last year? Because of stuff like this. $20 minimum wage. The restaurants, fast food restaurants, can't support this and stay to, you know, you got to make up your mind. You want fast food restaurant chains in your state or not? Because the cost of a burger in the small, the, what is it, the small, we were talking about this yesterday, a couple of friends of mine, when I was on my way to the airport in Hawaii, we were talking about this very thing, and the In-N-Out burger chain has increased. Their basic burger is $9. So what do you, what has happened here? I guess that's the question. Pizza Hut says the same thing. They have cut 1,200 delivery jobs because of this sort of thing. Just look around, and you can see all of the pizza places are hurt as badly as the fast food places. But then we have Governor Newsom signing this and proudly declaring this is the wonderful, most wonderful thing. We've been fighting for the rights. So these people, never mind aren't getting paid minimum wage, they're not going to be paid anything because they're all fired because these stores can't afford. You know, this is the blind leading the blind here, it seems to me. Anyway, I guess you can tell how I feel about this. That's not necessarily good. All right. Anyway, that's the reality of what's going on. Food, farm, and family. 59 after on Good Day.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.